From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is wrapping up a week-long foreign trip today in the West African country of Ghana. It's his first visit to sub-Saharan Africa since becoming president. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama delivers a speech to Ghana's parliament today in which he's expected to focus on the need for good government in Africa. Mr. Obama says while wealthy countries have an obligation to help those in need, poor countries have an obligation to use that help responsibly. He complained that corruption and ineffective government have hampered development in parts of Africa, including his father's homeland, Kenya. But he says that's not the whole story.
Africa is a continent, not a country. And so you can't extrapolate from the experience of one country, and there are a lot of good things happening.
Mr. Obama hopes to use Ghana as a positive example. The country's enjoyed 20 years of rapid economic growth and 5 consecutive free and fair elections. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Accra, Ghana.
Reuters news agency reports Iran is preparing a new package of issues to put to the West. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoohar Motaki told reporters today in Tehran the package will feature Iranian views on political and security issues. Reporting from Iran has been difficult following last month's disputed presidential elections. That's because Iran has imposed harsh conditions on the work of reporters. A new government investigation concludes President Bush's secret eavesdropping program had too little legal oversight. The report also says the program may have been less effective than senior government officials claimed. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
From the beginning, information about this spying program was kept incredibly secret, and this report says that caused problems. For example, the only Justice Department lawyer who wrote legal authorizations for the eavesdropping made factual mistakes. As a result, the investigation concludes, Attorney General John Ashcroft approved of the surveillance based on a misunderstanding of what the program actually involved. This report also concludes that the program provided intelligence that was not especially timely, detailed, or easy to use. As a result, the report says, the program generally played a limited role in the FBI's counterterrorism efforts. 5 inspectors general collaborated on this investigation. They also produced a more in-depth version of the report, which remains classified. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The head of automaker General Motors says his leaner company will focus on consumers, culture, and cars. Fritz Henderson says the old way of doing business at the old GM is over. The automaker sped through bankruptcy protection in 40 days. It dropped several of its brands and got rid of billions of dollars in debt to accomplish this. GM also received another cash infusion of nearly $20 billion from the federal government. The GM chief says his company wishes to pay it back quickly. This is NPR. The Space Shuttle Endeavour is scheduled to lift off tonight. It's the third time engineers will try to launch the Endeavour into space this year. There's a strong chance it won't happen today either. Weather forecasters predict there'll be a 60% chance of bad weather. Earlier this year, leaks in the shuttle's external fuel tanks had to be repaired before launch managers would approve Endeavour's flight. The International Olympic Committee says it is not guilty of discrimination, despite a court ruling in Canada. The ruling came in a discrimination lawsuit filed by women trying to ski jump in next year's Winter Olympics in Vancouver. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
Ski jumping is the last Winter Olympic sport closed to women, and 15 jumpers argued that Canadian equal rights law prohibits discrimination at the Vancouver Olympics. A ruling from a justice on the British Columbia Supreme Court agrees, but blames the International Olympic Committee and not Vancouver Olympic organizers. The Canadian law, the justice concludes, applies specifically to Canadian agencies, not a foreign group like the IOC. The IOC strongly contests the discrimination label, saying women ski jumping isn't in the Olympics for technical reasons. The sport doesn't have enough elite competitors. But the court concludes that ski jumping men would be excluded as well if the same criteria was applied to them. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Thousands of people are expected to attend a funeral today for former NFL quarterback Steve McNair. Nashville police say McNair's mistress shot him to death a week ago before turning the gun on herself and committing suicide. The funeral will be held on the campus of the University of Southern Mississippi. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.